Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here in the snowy but also fall tundra. You know, this is probably how about like the month of November looks. It's snowy, but also leaves are still changing. And we have our new friend here. What's his name? Agmer. And we have Ingham Blackbriar as our new companion. And oh,
you
there it
probably
is.
Probably killed lots of vampires, huh? I'm sure Isran will sign you right up. I'm not sure he'll take me. I hope so.
Yep, this on this poor sap here. I hope he takes me.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Fort Dawnguard. Wow. Bigger than I expected.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. This was not as anticipated. This Fort Dawnguard discovered. This thing is huge. Dang, yeah, it's got some gigantic turrets and bridges. Okay, here, yeah, let's try to get a good focus on this. Oh, wow. You know what this looks like? What does this look like? This looks like...
Where is everybody? This place looks almost deserted.
It looks almost deserted. It looks like, oh, what is the castle in Game of Thrones in the south? The Baratheon Castle, the former Targaryen castle. Is it called Storm's End? Is that right? Storm's End? I don't know. But yeah, it's the Baratheon castle in Game of Thrones, which I also believe is the former Targaryen castle. But all right, yeah, here we go. We are walking forward. Oh yeah, and this is episode 85. So occasionally, oh, can I talk?
I heard what's going on. Vampires, the Dawn Guard, all of it. I wanted to help, so here I am.
All right, yeah, yep, here we are. Yeah, it was in episode 83. It was shortly after I posted my first ever lore video, and there's a section of it where I'm like, and I'm gonna play it for you right here. I'm just like a sample of the lore video, but I didn't put it in, And so it's me just like, and I'm going to play a piece of it right here. And then it's a 5 second of silence. And then I'm like, well, yeah, that's it. If you're interested, like, gosh, dang it. And I can't, I don't want to go back and fix that. Just if you haven't already, please go and watch it. I think it's a great video. It's very entertaining. And I've been getting so much love for that video, and so thank you all so much. It has over 1,000 views, which is incredible. I haven't posted a video that's come even close to any amount of views like that. A lot of likes, a lot of nice comments, and so yeah, just thank you guys so much. I greatly appreciate all of the love I got for that video. And I have more content in the works. More is coming, and I am I don't know about anytime soon, and I'm quite slow at this new process, but content is coming, rest assured. I am actively working on it. But all right, here we are. We're trying to navigate our way up. Oh, here's a guy. He has a crossbow. Yeah, this is where we get crossbows in this game. Oh, Durak!
Well, well. You made it. Good. Isran's in the fort. He'll get you sorted out.
I can ask, what is that you're shooting with?
Never seen a crossbow before, eh? Not surprised. Kind of a Dawn Guard specialty. Nothing better for putting down vampires. Here, take this one and give it a try. You'll want to get to know how to use it if you really plan to join the Dawn Guard.
Awesome, yeah. I was just handed... I haven't noticed any vampire menace. No. So I have been given a crossbow. Do I still have all my dwarven bolts? I do. I have 338 dwarven bolts. Draven's bow. Crossbow. Here we are. 68 damage. Okay, hang on. This crossbow does 68 damage. Where's Ingen?
I've got your back.
just to, I need to trade some things with
what
you.
What do you want me to carry?
Just to put that in the perspective, the Nightingale bow does 54 the Nightingale bow is a base damage of 54, and the crossbow has a base damage of 68. That's crazy. Yeah, sure, why not? Let's give it a go. Then we got Dwarven Bolts.
I'll follow.
Alright, so yeah, how does this work? Ah! Okay. I shot accidentally. Wait, can I not aim? I can't aim. Oh, well, I guess I have my little reticle in the center of the screen here, but sure, yeah. Okay, so it seems to hit a little... Okay, it seems to hit a little high and right. Just a little bit, but all right. Yeah, we're going to keep that in mind. Put my crossbow away. Hey, let me see myself. Yeah, that's pretty cool. The crossbow is strapped to my back.
I guess this is it. Wish me luck.
Oh, okay. Are we going our separate ways into interviews? Is that what's going on here? This is where they chop down trees, apparently. All right, yeah, here we go. We're at the fort entrance. And there's... Is this
you
our guy?
Join the Dawn Guard? Good. Isran will decide if you've got what it takes. Go on, he's right inside.
This is Selen. All right, good luck, Agmer. It'd be pretty cool if we fought side by side.
And I were finished with each other a long time ago.
You know why I'm here.
This place is dusty.
The Vigilants are under attack everywhere. The vampires are much more dangerous than we believed.
And now you want to come running to safety with the Dawn Guard? Is that it? I remember Keeper Cossette telling me repeatedly that Fort Dawn Guard is a crumbling ruin, not worth the expense and manpower. So who are you? What do you want?
Okay, sorry, I did not mean to just butt into this conversation. Oh, I was just looking around. What is this place? I've heard you were looking for vampire hunters.
You heard right. I'm glad word's finally starting to get around. But that means it won't be long before the vampires start to take notice as well.
Notice that that your ranks have grown by one? Well, no, hopefully three. You know, we got me, Ingum, and we got Agmer here. What exactly are you planning to do with these vampires? I have a lot to think about. What can I do to help?
I need someone out in the field taking a fight to the damn vampires while we're getting the fort back into shape.
What?
Tolan was telling me about some cave the Vigilants were poking around in. Seemed to think it was related to these recent vampire attacks. Tolan, tell him about, what was it? Dim Hollow.
Dim Hollow.
Yes, that's it. Dim Hollow Crypt.
Vigilant.
Brother Adelwald was sure it held some long-lost vampire artifact of some kind. We didn't listen to him any more than we did Isran. He was at the hall when it was attacked.
Uh-oh.
That's good enough for me. Go see what the vampires were looking for in this Dim Hollow Crypt. With any luck, they'll still be there. Feel free to poke around the fort and take what you need.
What is this?
There isn't much yet, but you're welcome to anything you can use.
I'll meet you at Dim Hollow. It's the least I can do.
Okay.
To avenge my fallen comrades.
Tolan.
This is a nice creepy spiral staircase. I feel like this is definitely very like Harry Potter Hogwarts castle vibes a little bit. But then also, I don't know. I just think in my generation, like, any castle can give Harry Potter vibes. But what is this, though? Because I just walk in the door and it's like, ooh, I immediately have a job for you that entails battling vampires. And so, okay, yeah, cool, like, that's on par, you know, like, this is the Dawn Guard and everything. And it's like, you need to go alone while everyone else stays here and works on the castle.
My weapon?
It's like, I feel expendable right now. It seems like... this is a job that needs done, but no one wants to do it. And so it's like, yeah, sure, let's hand it to the guy who literally just walked in the door. Makes me a little nervous here. Okay, where am I off to? Right here. Dim Hollow Crypt. It is right next to the Shrine of Mehrunes Dagon. Oh, and there's also a Hall of the Vigilant. So they probably posted up right here knowing about this place. At least the Vigilants are going to meet me out there, you know? That is cool, I guess. Ah! The freak is this? It's a bunch of Dremora. Well, I guess this is a good chance to test out my crossbow. Did that do anything? It is. Hey, yeah, I am hitting him. This is going, well, nice. Yeah. Oh, my archery increased. That's cool. Oh, I missed. I have a million Dwarven bolts. Of course, the reload time is not great. Boy, Ingen is doing all of the work here. One more hit. Dead. Daedric Heart, yes. And yeah, I'm sure I already have a key to Mehrunes shrine. Oh, and there's Ingen. Perfect. Okay, so yeah, we gotta go over this way. Going down. Oh, a snow bear. Nope, I'm not doing it. Oh no, I'm out of stamina. Oh my gosh. Great. Why bears? Why do I keep encountering bears? Run! Oh my gosh, my stamina goes away so fast. Oh man, this is awful. This is the least awesome thing about being a vampire, is that your stamina goes away so quickly. Oh my gosh, this bear's gonna kill me. Here, okay, higher ground. Get up to higher ground. Good, yeah, he can't chase me here. I'm gonna shoot him with my bolts. Okay, is he going after Ingen? Where is this bear? He's not happy with me, that's for sure. Ah! Is he gonna find a way up? Come on, go. Higher ground! I think I'm about as high as I can go. Where's this stupid bear? Oh, Ingen's killing him. Oh, he's way down there. How far at a distance can I shoot? I killed him! Nice! Alright. I'm trying to see if I can see movement for Ingen. I don't want Ingen to be dead. There she is! Aha, we've done it. Good, Ingen's still alive. And I think she is holding the Nightingale sword. I'm gonna take the bear claws. Oh, we have a standing stone here and a guy sitting. Is this guy not wearing any clothes? Oh no, he is. He's in like full heavy armor.
This is a
what? Bandits? Oh, nice. A one-shot kill. Good deal. Oh, I should really.
Looks like we got ourselves a hero.
Oh, yep. Hurt that guy. Oh. Oh. He froze. Okay. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. The kill animation glitched out there. Surf bandit, gold lockpick. Nice. Lord Stone discovered. What is the Lord Stone? Oh, yeah, what does this do? Under the sign of the Lord, those under the sign of the Lord Stone are more resistant to both magicka and physical damage. More resistant to both. That sounds pretty cool. So basically, it raises my armor rating, essentially. Yeah, why not? Accept the sign. I don't know what my current sign is. Lady Stone removed. Okay, so I had the Lady Stone. I still don't know what the Lady Stone did. Wow. But yeah, that's awesome. We have switched standing stones. Oh yeah, let me quick save. And then we proceed on. Because we have something going on with the vampire menace. Okay, I'm now going down the mountain. I'm going into this. Whoop. For the most part, blind. I've seen a couple of... I've seen parts of some Let's Plays of the Dawnguard quest on YouTube. Oh, Dim Hollow Crypt. Okay, this is creepy and all. Of course, it is. But my gosh, and as always, if this is not a beautiful little thing, you know, it's a staircase, and then we have like a little tiny bridge that goes over into the cave entrance. Okay. The Vigilance had better be in here, and I better not be doing this on my own.
These Vigilants never know when to give up. I thought we'd taught them enough of a lesson at their hall.
To come in here alone. A fool like all the rest of them.
He fought well, though. Jeron and Bressoth were no match for him.
Ha! Those two deserved what they got. Their arrogance had become insufferable.
All this talk is making me thirsty. Perhaps another Vigilant will wander in soon.
I wish Loki would hurry it up. I have half a mind to return to the castle and tell Harkon what a fool he's entrusted this mission to.
And I have half a mind to tell Loki of your disloyalty.
You wouldn't dare. Now shut up and keep on watch.
Okay, so far I just have an empty cave everywhere. And it's definitely ancient Nordic. In architecture. Oh, there's a guy. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can do this. Dead. All right, back it up. Our eye is partially open. You know what? This ebony mail makes everything all blue and wispy. Okay, we have a vampire dog. Or it's probably just like Chondra familiar. And then we have another... Okay, I'm going to sneak over to the side here. I'm trying to get a glimpse on someone. I can't see anybody. I do remember a couple episodes back, I made my sneak super high. There were two people talking, but I don't see anyone else. I killed one person. Here we go. But I think this is just an enthralled person. Let's find out. Dead. Oh, no, yeah, yep, that was a vampire. Oh, yep, I killed the hound. Dead! Oh my gosh, this crossbow is amazing. Why is it? Vampire dust. Why is it that only dwarven bolts work in the crossbow? Like, have the Dawnguard... Oh, what? Vigilant Tolan? I was supposed to meet him here! And he's dead already! Potion of Cure Disease. That will be very helpful. Because, of course, we're going to probably... Oh, wow. Glass Warhammer of the Torpor does 18 points of stamina damage. Let's give that to Ingen.
I'm right behind you.
How do you feel about a glass Warhammer, Ingen? Is she a two-handed kind of person? What do you think? Give. Well, she took it. Nope.
Let's get going then.
She didn't like it. She prefers her other stuff. Okay, so this is the thrall, yeah, an ash pile. Golden vampire dust. This is the person that I killed over here. I can probably stop crouching now. There we go. And then this looks like we might have a Draugr situation over here, but no, that sarcophagus is closed. An urn and a chest. Ebony arrows, golden lockpicks. Nice. Stamina potions. Oh, nice. Yeah, pull a chain and a gate opens up. Well, that probably woke up a few people. But yeah, I believe... Oh, dear. I believe there is a very cool companion we're going to meet at some point in time in this quest line. It may be in this cave. I don't know. Well, Vigilant Tolan did not last very long. He was supposed to help me out here. Oh! What was that? Okay, I don't know. I'm crouching. Now, this is us essentially making our way through an ancient Nordic ruin. Okay, it's opening up into a really big room here. A lot of sarcophagi. There's a vampire. He's really far away, though. Sir Skeleton, bone meal, and gold. Gosh, do you think I can get a shot on him? Sure, yeah, let's give it a try. Here we go. Aim. Fire. Got him. Vampire fledgling. All right, I'm still completely hidden, and there's no other enemy circles around me. Oh, what is that? Really? A skeleton? Another skeleton. But I'm completely hidden. Wow. Yeah, when I forget what I did to my sneak in a prior episode, but whatever I did was amazing. Like no one sees me anymore. Where's that fledgling that I killed? Oh, no. It said talk to Ingen Blackbriar, and I was like, oh, here he is. Okay, I don't know, but that's all right. I don't know. I'm just so paranoid around vampires. It seems like every time in the past we've had to battle a vampire, it's been some very intense, extreme battle. So I'm just trying to tread cautiously. Pull a lever, a gate's open. All right, we have dead Draugr in here. Garnet, gold. Ooh, these are sarcophaguses in the floor. I don't think we've ever seen that before. Potion, Grand Soul Gem, and an alchemy station, or an enchanting table. Oh, here's another vampire. Going very sneaky. Oh, it's a vampire battling Draugr. So I guess this is as far into the ruins as they've gotten. I'm shooting a Draugr Scourge. You know what? Maybe Ingen could become a vampire with me. Like, would it be so bad if she contracted Sanguinaris If she contracted Sanguinaris Vampirus, I don't think that would be such a bad thing. This is a Mistwalker. Nah, nothing really special about her. See, I've noticed I'm kind of stopping grabbing stuff of value. Like, unless if it's unique, I might be done picking it up. Just because, I mean, shoot, like, at this point in time in the Let's Play, I have about all the money in the world, you know? I've been very fortunate. Okay, I have three gates here. All right, this one looks like it doesn't go anywhere. Aya has two potions. I assume that this is on a pressure plate, and if I pick up this potion, something's gonna happen. Oh, no, okay. Well, nothing's gonna happen. I was thinking about not doing it, but then I was like, no, for the purpose of the game, let's do it. Let's pick it up. All right, what else do we have in here? But! Oh, great. Ingen, go for it. You know what? I gotta give it to Ingen, though. She really just charges into battle. I still have over 300 dwarven bolts. Got him. A kill animation with the crossbow. Is there gunpowder in this world? No, there's not. Gunpowder has not been invented yet. What is gunpowder? What is gunpowder even made out of? Okay, so yeah, I went through the third door. We went down a windy, cavey area. And now there are a couple of waterfalls and a little river, and on the other side of the river is a vampire. Dead! Another Mistwalker. And then we have all of the skeletons all chasing the vampire. Well, like, going up to investigate to see what's wrong. Oh, I shot that. I'm that guy in the pelvis. I was gonna say in the nuts, but skeletons don't have nuts. Got them all. Oh my gosh, this is almost too easy. Shoot. And you know what? And I said that before. I haven't done it yet. But I have said before, if this gets to be too easy, I should increase the difficulty. But so far, I have not done that yet. We are moving on. Ah! Blah. Uh-oh. That was a dead spider. And now we have a dead vampire. Yeah, I shot the dead spider just... Ugh. I just get just the heebie-jeebies around spiders. No thank you. Gosh dang it, I know that urn's empty. Okay, a blooded vampire. Sure, yeah, sapphire silver necklace, I'll take that. Yeah, and I have not cleared out my jewelry. I've said in a prior episode that that's something I need to do as well. Part of where I'm so heavy is because I'm carrying 100 pieces of jewelry, all of which weigh half a pound each, for a total of 50 carry points. Looting just a bunch of burial urns. Dang, this is a time where See, this is why my sneak is amazing. I walked right up to this vampire. She didn't even see me. No more. I shot her in the head, and she didn't die? Oh, great. What was that? I just got, like, frozen. These death hounds are freaky. How did she not die when I shot her in the head? But if I shoot him in the back, they do die. Okay. So I wonder if it is just my easy difficulty. I think maybe this quest is not meant to be this easy. But yeah, there's not only gold, but also a lot of jewels. Ooh, a chest over here. A lot of dead spiders everywhere. Oh, great. And there goes my recording. It cut out. 1 second. All right, we're sneaking through the cave. Oh.
Somebody here now.
I think he saw a spider. You know what? That is me whenever I see a spider. Even in my own house, I just go charging it up to it with a weapon going, ah! And then after I kill it, I say, nobody here now. Okay, I'm up on some upper level. Okay, yeah, I think I came through here. A nice balcony. Love this. Okay, jeez, an ingot was right in my face. Okay, this is interesting. Okay, I have a gate here, and right on the other side of the gate is a vampire. But then also, on the other side of the room is this freaky looking castle door thing. Let's activate lever. I'm hidden. All right, let's get the crossbow out. Oh, a master vampire, and that did not kill him. Ingen! I'm still kind of hidden a little bit. The spider he has is freaking huge. Oh, yeah. A wounded frostbite. I honestly think the spider he had... Oh, boy. You remember way back, Bleak Falls Barrow. The spider you have to fight in Bleak Falls Barrow? I think that was that. Or something like that. Oh, this is a unique item. Or an item I don't think I have. A Nordic war axe. I'll take that. I'll give it to Ingen. Ingen.
Still here.
I have another fantastic weapon
to
give
you. What do you want me to
carry? You know what? Ingen doesn't say I'm sworn to carry your burdens. Oh, yeah. Why am I holding this? Nordic war axe. They give her that. Then I think I picked this up by mistake. I have an iron war axe of cold. No, I don't need that. It's such an old weapon with an old enchantment on it. This gross... No, thank you. I don't want its venom. But yeah, this is freaking unique here. Okay, yeah, this is different. I have this creepy castle doorway, and there are two gargoyles standing on either side of the door. Dim Hollow Cavern. It's like I'm about to enter a vampire house here.
I'll never tell you anything, vampire. My oath to Stendar is stronger than any suffering you can inflict on me.
I believe you, Vigilant. And I don't think you even know.
Okay, right off the bat here, we have Adavald. We heard about him. They were talking about him in the at the castle, I believe. And we have Lokiel. It looks like Loki with an L on the end. It is Lokiel. And they're chatting. I guess Lokiel's a vampire, I think. And Adavald is with the Dawnguard.
You found here. So go and meet your beloved Stendar.
Are you sure that was wise, Lokiel? He still might have told us something. We haven't gotten anywhere ourselves
with nothing. He served his purpose by leading us to this place. Now it is up to us to bring Harkon the prize. And we will not return without it. Vingalmo and Orthiof will make way for me after this.
Yes, of course, Lokiel. Do not forget who brought you news of the Vigilant's discovery.
I never forget who my friends are. Or my enemies.
This is some crazy underground castle looking thing. We have Lokiel, who is with the vampires, and Lokiel found some... The Vigilance of Stendar found something, and the vampires want it for someone named Harkon. Okay, activate lever. Oh, that lever closed that gate. No, I want that open. Okay. All right, so here we go. I guess let's go down there. I assume we're going to probably have to battle Loki.
Wow, that's impressive.
Ingen! It never fails. Oh, boy. There's a dead person down there and a note next to their body. Is that a note? I can't see. It's very... It might be a chair. It's very far down. These gargoyles are freaky. Is there a staircase? Yeah, here we go. There's a staircase. But yeah, like, it never fails with these followers. You go into a crazy-looking, dangerous place, and then, yeah, sure, you just quietly admire it on your own. But then your follower goes, "Wow! That's impressive!" It's like, "Shut up!" Okay. There was some gold and something else in there. I forget what that was. We have coffins here. Ragged, bloody rags and ragged robes in that coffin. No, thank you. And there's also other vampires down here. So I assume, Aldvald is dead. Okay, here's a vampire. Let's kill her. Oh, crap. Crap, she was on the move. I don't really want to shoot a moving target. Oh my gosh, it's so dark. I cannot see her at all. Okay, here we go. Let's make our move. Ooh, killed her. Yes, okay, back it up. Ooh, that was a good shot. Back it up. All right, another shot. Dead. Ooh, Lokiel. Lokiel's dead. I killed Lokiel. Amazing. Well, that was easy. Quick save. Okay, what do we have? Our final vampire is dead. That was just a Mistwalker. Okay. I think that's everybody. Okay, what do we have here? Oh, no, it's a book this guy was reading. Notes on Dim Hollow Crypt. Oh, yeah, this is the Vigilant Aldalvald. Physicalities of werewolves, huh? Sure, I'll take that. Amulet of Stendar, meh. Yeah, but I'll take his gold, though. All right, so what's this book? Aldvald, Notes on Dim Hollow Crypt, Volume 3? Have I missed Volume 2? Oh my gosh, this is a lot. All right, let me see if I can just point out any highlighted bits here. Okay, dangers, wandering, okay. That's just about Draugr. A huge cavern with a stone island. And a subterranean lake, yeah. Okay, yeah. There is some sort of ceremonial construction to this island. Exactly, yeah, that is what I was thinking. It says, there is no mistaking the stark contrast in architecture here. No ancient Nords made this stonework. And there are more gargoyle statues. There is no Draugr burial site in Skyrim that contains these statues. Save Dim Hollow Crypt. That's interesting. So he's definitely wondering, like, why are there Draugr here, which is, there is no Draugr burial site in Skyrim that contains these statues. Okay, well then, yeah. I mean, like, it just makes sense. Like, the vampires outfitted this ancient Nordic ruin for their own purposes. Strange construction in this main chamber was built long after the crypt. But, well, yeah, that's what I just said. The vampires came here later. Okay, the style of craftsmen, the stonework. It's entirely different. Yeah, this guy has said like three times that the architecture is not the same as the ancient Nords. It's like, we know, dude. You don't have to. Okay, so with all the stone cutting, it suggests sophisticated tools, he says. How long ago were these features added to the crypt? By whom and for what purpose? That is the question. And now, and when that is done, I will return to my work. For now, Dim Hollow Crypt might be a mystery, and by Stendar, I will see that mystery solved. Okay. Alright, so basically, out of that entire journal, all we got is, the architecture doesn't match. And there's something ceremonial with this island. This island, though, is crazy looking. And absolutely, talk about sophisticated stone-cutting tools. Oh boy, there's my quest marker. Lokiel. Okay. So, my quest marker is now over. I'm looting everything. Okay. My quest marker is in the center of this island. This looks nuts. Okay, hang on. Yeah, let's take a look at this. This is a crazy looking place. It's filled with so many archways, but all right. So what do we do here? Press a button. That is what it is. It's just simply press this button. Sure, we can do that. I can press a button. Okay. All right, here we go. Oh! A spike came up through my hand. Okay, and there is now a circle of light around me. Ingen's not in the circle with me. Oh, wait, no. Yes, okay. Yeah, she just walked into the circle. What's going on? Okay, I can walk outside of the circle. Use button. I don't want to use the button again. It stabbed a hole through my hand. Okay, nothing's happening. Okay, I see. This light that's surrounding it, a beam of light is on one of these braziers. Okay, yeah, so I come on over here to this one that's all lit up, I assume, and it says use brazier, or push brazier. Okay. So I pushed it forward, closer to the circle. I push it all the way to the back, and it lit up. Okay, yeah, and now we have an outer circle ring going. Okay, now I'm on to my next brazier. Push it. Okay. I pushed it back and it didn't do anything, so push it forward. I guess I gotta push it further up. Okay, nice. Yeah, I push it further up. It came to life, and now we have another circle. Do I gotta push this brazier forward? Yes, there we go. That's lit up. Am I supposed to be doing the inner circle? I don't want to push this one. I think that's in a fine spot. Where's another brazier? Okay, yeah. Here we go. I think I got to push this one backwards. Yep, there it goes. It lit up. Oh, okay. What was... A bunch of, like, energy, like, flew off of me. Okay, looks like I have one more brazier here. It needs to, go forward. It seems like, a lot of this light, it's able to snake around on its own. But in some places, it needs a brazier for assistance. And where it needs assistance is where it stops. It seems like a simple enough puzzle. So yeah, we have that one lit up now. Oh dear, okay, I think everything's all connected. Oh boy, oh geez, we have a big bright light. Whoa, I'm falling down! Okay. Yeah, it's like everything caved in. It's like everything caved in to an arena. I'm sorry, my nose really itches. I keep on itching my nose on camera. Everything all dipped down. Now we have a stone pillar here. What is this? Activate stone monolith. Yes, I believe I know what this is. Oh! It's a lady. A mysterious woman. Yeah!
Where is...
Who sent you here?
Who are you expecting? A man named Isran. Or I could say, that is not your concern. Dude, no, I don't want to be all like spicy like that. A man named Isran sent me.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay.
Is he working for my father?
Well, that depends. Who's your father? no, a group called the Dawn Guard sent me here. I'm gonna say it's like, that depends. Like, who is your father?
He's a very powerful man. Or he was at one point. I'm surprised another vampire hasn't heard of him.
She recognizes I'm a vampire! Oh, well, yeah, duh. I got the bright orange eyes just glowing into her face. How did you know I was a vampire? That's a dumb question. I could say, you're a vampire?
Can't you tell your own kind? I smelled you almost before my eyes were open.
Ah. Well, yeah, I can kind of tell that as well because she also has orange eyes. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe I haven't addressed the elephant in the room just yet. On her back is an Elder Scroll. She's a vampire that has been buried with an Elder Scroll. Why were you locked away like this?
That's complicated. And I'm not totally sure if I can trust you. But if you want to know the whole story, help me get back to my family's home.
That sounds interesting. I could say, as long as you don't get in the way. No. Gosh, like, what are these, like, attitude, dialogue options I have? Where do you need to go?
My family used to live on an island to the west of Solitude. I would guess they still do. By the way, my name is Serana. Good to meet you.
Yeah, yep, Serana. Any idea how to get out of here? Why were you locked away? How long were you in there? She already said that she's not going to answer how long she was, well, why she was locked away. But yeah, how old is this girl?
Good question. Hard to say. I can't really tell.
Well, yeah, you just woke up.
I feel like it was a long time. Who is Skyrim's High King?
Ooh. That's a fun question. Yeah, that's actually a matter of debate. Or I could say Ulfric Stormcloak is the true High King, or I can say Elisif of Solitude will be the High Queen. We haven't... You know what? I'm Imperial. I feel like in my own talks, I've been leaning down the Imperial route. I'm gonna say that's a matter of debate.
Oh, wonderful. A war of succession. Good to know the world didn't get boring while I was gone. Who are the contenders?
Okay, so hang on a second. That's a clue. Because I said earlier, yeah, I've been working on Morum Skyrim content, and I've been doing a bit of research, and I came across the War of Succession. The War of Succession happened with the collapse of the First Empire back in the year, like, First Era 300 or something like that. So if she's talking about the War of Succession, has she been in here since the First Era? The Empire supports Elisif, but there are many in Skyrim loyal to Ulfric.
Empire? What Empire?
The Empire from Cyrodiil?
Cyrodiil is the seat of an empire? It must have been gone longer than I thought. Definitely longer than we planned. Please, let's hurry. I need to get home so I can figure out what's happened.
Okay, so fun fact. The Empire actually started in Skyrim. The Empire started in Skyrim, and then it moved to Cyrodiil in the Second Era. So if she doesn't even know what an empire is, and she's just talking about the High King of Skyrim, no empire at all, then yeah, she is talking about definitely First Era. The Merithic Era. Like, early. Like, I want to say maybe in, like, the first... in the first century of the Merithic era. She's freaking old. And she looks great for her age. No. Okay, yeah, here we go. Any idea how... Wait, yeah, is that an Elder Scroll?
Yes, it is. And it's mine.
And it's mine? Is it fragile? Do you need to be careful with it? Why do you have an Elder Scroll?
It's complicated. I can't really talk about it. I'm sorry.
You know what? She's a very complicated woman. All right, yeah. Any idea how to get out of here?
Your guess is as good as mine. This place looks pretty different from when I was locked away.
I think we should part ways. Tell me about your home. Okay, so yeah, do I just back out? Wait, are you gonna follow me? Okay, yeah, like, there was no quest option for, like, let's get out of here, or whatever. You, Serana.
It's not too far now. At least, I don't think it is. I thought you knew the way.
I know the way I came in, but there's another way this way. Let's try this way. This looks new, or different. But yeah,
Who's there?
What the? Ah! These gargoyles are coming to life! Serana, help! You know what? Serana has to be tired. You know what? Yeah, these aren't really gargoyles. Well, I guess they are gargoyles on there. Oh, I'm hidden. That's fun. Do I gotta battle these guys? Oh, great. I missed. Oh my gosh, I missed twice in a row! Come on! Great, we have the craziest, scariest enemy yet, and I keep missing. Did I really miss a third time? Like, for real, are you serious? This is so dumb. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, jeez! One shot kill. One down. Oh boy. Dead. I shot that guy in the head. Alright, so yeah, I think this is a glimpse into what I can become. He has ebony ore on him and malachi ore. Oh my gosh. He has a bunch of metals on
him. Does the air feel heavy down here? I'm a little woozy, but it might just be from waking up.
There's a skeleton running up behind Serana, but it's her own conjured skeleton. Hey, Serana, like, how about you conjure one of these gargoyle guys? Okay, is there a way out of here? Or is this not the way out? Is this just Gargoyle Kingdom right here? Is there a lever I'm supposed to pull? What am I doing with my life? But yeah, I do believe Serana is a really cool character. And I think always you can have her as a follower. Gosh, there has to be a way out of... Yeah, I have a quest marker in this direction. There has to be a way out of here, right? Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I can go over and up the side here.
This feels like the right way. I was starting to worry.
Yeah, me too. You and me both. I was afraid we were going to have to go back out the way we came in. Here we go. I don't see my quest marker yet, but I have a door now. Open wooden door. But I do believe you cannot marry Serana. I do believe she is not available for marriage. And Serana's home. Why does that keep happening? That has happened, what, like three times? So far this quest is just a big whoosh noise. And I don't know what it means. Oh, there's a chest over here. glass shield, draft of the berserker, and gold. Nice. Oh, I forgot! If I sprint, now, while I'm crouching, I actually do a barrel roll. Okay, I have a gate here. I assume this is my way out. But I need the lever. It's so dark in this place. A bunch of potions. Yeah, I'll take those. Oh, gosh dang it. I push sit on the bench. Where is a lever? Okay, here we go. My gosh, it's so dark and so quiet. And I'm looking for a lever or a pull chain. Okay. I'm gonna need... Where is Mage Light? Here we go, Candle Light. Oh, that follows me around. Well, that's convenient. Another chest here, nice. Oh, are you serious? I picked up a soul gem and a potion. And now I'm overweight. I don't know if there's anything I can just drop. I have to do some serious organization. This is ridiculous. Sure, yeah, I'll drop this circlet. There we go. Yeah, I got my own little nice candlelight following me around. Should use this more often. Okay, maybe I gotta talk to Serana. Does she maybe know some sort of unique...
Shouldn't we keep moving? I really want to get back home.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the way out. Okay, well... Well, if this takes too much longer, I may, no, here it is. Gosh, it's in the middle of the freaking room. Oh, dear. Well, that's not what I wanted. It awoke all of the Draugr. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was a big hit. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, now. There's a Draugr Scourge, and this guy is tough. He is fighting... I don't know if he's fighting Ingen or Serana. Nice, we almost got this Draugr Scourge. Dead! Dead. That'll teach you. Okay. Dwarven bolts and some gold. Okay, now maybe inside of one of these sarcophagi. Wait. Oh, okay, yeah, no, nice. The door opened. All right, yeah, let us out of here. Even though it was really cool getting to see this place.
Stay on your guard.
Okay. This... Wow, this is like a Colosseum type building. And there's someone sitting in a throne here. All right, let's throw a dwarven bolt at him. It's got to be like a Draugr Death Overlord. Oh, yeah, it was. Nice.
That'll teach you.
Killing this guy. Dang, I missed. Oh, there were two Draugr sitting right next to me, and I didn't even notice. Oh, no, they were just skeletons. Oh, my gosh, though. They were skeletons wearing armor. Dead. Yeah, I'm still getting sneak attacks on them.
Where'd you come from?
Devine! It's alright, guys. We almost got him! Serana's throwing ice spikes. I don't know. Who is you? Are you Ingen? Okay, yeah, I'm your Ingen. Oh, okay, nice. We did it. Goodness gracious. Ah, an ebony sword. I do not have the weight for an ebony sword. This place is a whole, like, arena. So it has thrones everywhere. And then it has, like, an all-around able-to-be-seated staircase. All of these skeletons are all wearing robes. It's really cool. All right, here we go. And we have a shout. Stamina, drain, vitality. Nice.
I haven't missed the sunlight, but I do miss fresh air.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that you don't miss the sunlight. Oh, great, another skeleton. Dead. All right, what kind of amazing things are in this chest? Amber, gold, a lot of gold, and a robe of conjuration. Gosh, dang it, are you serious, Ingen?
Still here. What do you want me to carry?
Oh gosh, I got all kinds of crap. Here, carry my books. I don't have a lot of books that she can carry, but that's all right.
Lead on.
That worked. Okay, yeah. Before the next episode, I am going to... before the next episode, I'm going to clear out my inventory a little bit. Oh, yeah, perfect. Here we go. Yeah, to Skyrim.
It's so good to breathe again.
Yeah, that
Even
has to be nice.
Even in this weather, it's better than the cave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, step outside, breathe some fresh air. It's been about 4,000 years, I guess, probably. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, we have met a new amazing vampire friend, Serana. And I assume we're going to be hanging out with her for a while.
This must be that beautiful Skyrim weather I've always heard about.
Has she never actually been to Skyrim? Like, was she captured and then just brought here? I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We have a lot of Serana's past to dive into. And yeah, this was a nice, peaceful little episode, you know? Just like hanging out and killing a bunch of vampires and draugrs and meeting our new friend Serana. And then, yeah, and then in the next episode, we are going to take Serana on back to her home, east of Solitude. And then, yeah, and then probably learn a lot more about her past and dig into this Dawnguard versus vampire quest. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for
anywhere, just out of this.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.